Hello, everyone, and welcome to I Slay the Podcast. And the goal of this podcast is to help others slay. Slay their lives, slay their health, slay their goals. Whatever you want to slay, let's do it. And this podcast is going to be fun. I have no script. I am just going to wing it. But you know, the shit I talk about really runs deep in my veins. It runs deep in my blood. And I've done it. I don't know. I think what makes me hopefully good at this that you're enjoying so far is I breathe and live the shit that I talk about. I'm not going to throw anything at you that I don't know anything about. If that is the case, I will bring on an expert to talk about it. If it's not in my wheelhouse. But there are a lot of things in my wheelhouse, and the things that are in my wheelhouse, I want you to know that I have done them. I have put in the work. I have learned the things, executed on the things, and have gotten exceptional results. If you want more of the details on this, I have a great podcast a few episodes ago where I talk about trust, because it's really important for me to build trust within this community. That is the most important thing. Without trust, there is nothing. And there is a lot of crap out there. So much crap. And I Slay is not going to be crap. It's going to be great. And today I want to talk about regrets. And we have one life. You get one. You get one shot. That's it. And I am not going to be the person that has any regrets. Is that risky? Some may say yes, but in my head, that where there is greater risk, there is greater reward, and it's all about how you look at things. An example, I tell people when they are curious as to why I left my job and why I didn't find another job, I actually said, I think it would be riskier for me to find another job than to not start my own business and start my own company. And they didn't get it. But in my head, how I think, I have the skills, I have the grit, I have the discipline, the determination, and I know the shit that if I went and started working for someone else, I would be very unhappy. And that is riskier to me than to not even give myself a shot. So that is how I look at this adventure for me, and I love it. I love being my own boss, and I love creating my vision that is going to have a massive impact. And are we there yet? No. But are we closer than last week? Yes. Are we closer than a month ago? Yes. Are we closer than yesterday? Yes. Because I'm putting one foot in front of the other. So I want to talk about risk tonight or today, whenever you're embarking on this podcast episode. And I want to provide you perspective and a little bit of some storytelling on how the path can look however you want it to look. But I don't want people to regret not taking that chance. And if you don't take the chance, you don't know. And that applies to everything. So this is going to be a fun episode. I'm just going to speak from the soul. I don't have an agenda, but I'm thinking about my own personal journey. And those that go on their own personal journey and have some type of skill or story to tell, it is their job to share their story. So I feel like it is my due diligence to share my story, my journey with others, and also provide you with some great perspective, because it is 2023 and we are living in a different time. We're living in a time where people want purpose. They want, you know, they want experience over things. They want these things. We're all driven by purpose and connection and value and all, like, we're not driven. We're just not naturally driven by showing up and doing things we don't want to do or working for someone else or whatever your story is. So I'm really excited about this episode. And I want you to leave with one thing today. I want you to leave with, and this is your decision. No one can tell you if you're on the right path. No one can tell you if you're happy. except for yourself. So it requires some honesty, some awareness, and just audit. Audit your life. Audit your fucking life. Like, am I where I want to be? And then think about, what do I have control over? What are the things I can control to get to where I want to go? And me, like the example I used, me working for someone else is not where I want to go. No, it's not. So thank you for tuning in. I'm going to ask you, hit the follow button, pretty please. Follow this, share it, love it, review it. I appreciate it. I show up. There's sometimes I'm like, is anyone listening to me? And there is. There is. I got some validation that there are lots of listeners out there. It is a unique and different experience when you wake up and you grind all day and night building something really amazing. And you're like, is anyone going to see this? So for those that are showing up for this podcast, you're showing up for yourselves. And I want you to know that I greatly appreciate it. So let's kick this episode off of I Slay, because it's going to be a special one. Welcome to I Slay. This is your personal growth hub, and we are all in on you, all in on your goals and your vision, and we're going to help you build it every step of the way. Here at I Slay, our motto is, if it doesn't help you slay, we don't do it, baby. What I really wanted to do is build a brand and make personal development and health and wellness fun and sexy, because that is what it is. And this brand is a feeling. Make sure to hit that follow button, share on your social media, share it with someone that can find value in this. Thanks for tuning in, and why don't we get started? To start off this episode about talking about regret, it's, you know, there's some subjects that are just like people steer clear of, but let's just talk about everything. Like, come on, you have to face the reality. And one thing that I've embraced, especially when I quit drinking, was just honesty, like radical truth, radical honesty, and honesty with myself. So that's something I've really embraced on that particular journey. And then it's kind of filtered into all aspects of my life. That's the most extreme, I think. Like admitting, like just think about it, admitting that you have a problem with drinking. That's hard. It's hard, and people go through denial and they rationalize things. But let's talk about regret. I think a few things are happening when we're in regret, or not when we're in regret, but when we're doing things that are gonna, like, we're gonna regret these decisions, if that makes sense. So if you don't do something you really want to do, you will regret it, type thing. You know what I mean? So I think there's a few things that happen when we're in this space. First is, we are really comfortable, probably. Like, we're in the comfort zone. I'm using this as an example because of my job. It's like, I've wanted to start my own business for so long, and just comfortable. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so comfortable. And that delayed the process. However, things time out exactly as they should. So when you're comfortable, it's easy to not make changes. And we like routine, we like habits, but we also crave change, right? So when you're in this comfortable state, you may not take that leap. Whether it's starting a business, whether it's getting a new job, whether it's ending a relationship, you know, it is starting a workout wellness journey, you know, because we can learn new habits. But think about the times prior to learning new habits, we've learned a lot of bad ones too. So if you're in this stage of wanting to do something, but you're not, it could be because you're comfortable. It could be, here's the second part, is I think we think so much in the now, which is fine. Like, stay present. Like, that's great. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about being present. I'm talking about thinking day to day versus year over year or month over month. We give ourselves such a short window And once again, I'm going to use my job and business as an example. I get frustrated. I've only been doing this a few months, though. Like, hello, I know the reward is going to be massively, exponentially bigger, but it's going to take time. I know that, you know? So I'm thinking where I'm going to be in 6 months, in a year, versus like where I'm at today. And where I'm at today is better than where I was at last week and the week before. So you have to kind of really talk yourself through these things. But the purpose of this episode is I want to encourage people to live how they truly want to live in their most authentic, purest, fun, joyous state. Because when we're not, there is a disconnect in our life. There is. And if you don't agree with that, I'm sorry, you're fucking wrong. And I believe in people's open-minded and opinions, but when you're not in the state of doing what you feel you are meant to do, you are doing your life's purpose disservice. You really are. And at my old job, I loved it most of the time. It got to the point where I needed something new, but I truly, in my 9 years there, most of the time, I loved it. I loved the sales process. I loved leading. I loved coaching. I loved it all. I loved it all. But it got to that point where I'm like, man, it's time, Sam. It is time to do the things. And I was comfortable and I was bored and I started to like, I'm just not into this. I lost that fire and I needed to relight that fire. And it was worth it. So here's what you need to think about is when you get to a point in your life, think about it like this. Let me rephrase that. Think about it when you get to the end of your life. This really helps me. I'm thinking about when it's the end of my life. I would have been terribly disappointed if I didn't make some decisions that I've made. So many of them, right? Some of the harder decisions. So quitting drinking. So happy I made that decision. Such a better quality of life. It has given me everything. It's given me more things than I could even imagine. Leaving my job, I know the reward's going to be amazing. I just got to put that grit and grind in. I got to show up for this podcast and build my amazing brand and website and funnels and products and content. It's so much, you guys. It's so much. I don't want you to think. If you see someone on fucking TikTok that's like, I made $100 million in a day just by posting this one. Like, no, unless you have a billion followers, that's not how it works. It's a lot of work, but I know the reward's there. And I know that if I got to that end of the road and I didn't take the chance on myself, I'd be so disappointed in Sam. I'm like, if not now, when? If not now, when? Same if you're going for those wellness goals, there's fitness goals. Like, you guys, things are hard either way. It is hard being overweight. It is hard going to the gym. Which one do you want? It is hard going to a job you fucking hate. It is hard starting a business. It is hard leaving a toxic relationship. It is hard being single. But you can learn to love yourself, trust me. So think about it like that. You don't want to get in this motion of life and look back and be like, what the hell did I do with my life? If you're not truly waking up every day and loving it. When I started to go really hard on the business, I was literally popping up at 4:30, 5 a.m., ready to rock. And I have not been like that in a while. I used to be like that more at my old job, but I lost that fire. And I'm like, shit, Sam got his fire back. And it excited me. It excited me more than anything. And it excited me more than actually making profit off my business, which I have not made yet. So it's like just having that fire is the most thrilling thing ever. Same with like my relationship with wellness and health. It's like, I want to feel good. I'd rather eat that salad than feel like shit. Like, you have to think about the perspective on how you see things. And if you see things like crap, they are going to be crap. And I'm talking about whatever new journey you want to embark on, right? So the moral of the story is our life is short. And I remember reading this article that I think it was like this nurse interviewed a bunch of people that were at the end of their life. And one of the things they regret most is not doing the things they really wanted to do. It's like, let that sink in. Let that sink in. Life's too short to go through misery. And I'll tell you, if it's about relationships or jobs or whatever, like, you can find something you love and make money. Weird. It's out there, I promise. People pay for everything. There's something for everything. There's something for everyone. Same with dating, same with relationships. Yes, it's hard. I'd rather be alone than with the wrong person. Sorry. I have a podcast coming out next week on self-love. It's amazing. Your love starts with yourself. So make sure to tune into that one too. But think about it. I want you to think about regret. And if this just gets you thinking about it, I'm here for it. It's hard to take action. Doesn't mean you can't lean into it. You know, for business, I've been leaning into the space I'm in now for a while. I've been doing it on my free time, right? So it's different to have it be your full-on biz than to be just the side project. I mean, especially when you're making, you know, you're in a corporate job and you're making great money. You don't need the side income. Now it's like, this is my livelihood. So you work a little bit differently and you take care of things a little bit differently. And what I mean by that is, like, before I could just sell a mediocre product, you know, the things I do product wise are pretty damn good. But what I mean mediocre, I mean me showing up. I mean, I had some group calls, but I didn't get to bring the whole energy because I was tired, you know, doing a call at night after you work, you know, a full day and a full week and a full-time job. It's not the same as me just showing up for myself and my business and my people. So regret. I want you to take that step. And if it's a small step or a big step, just lean into something that you're really passionate about that you've been putting off. So I'm going to give a piece of homework with this podcast is I want you to do one little thing that leans you in the direction you want to go. It doesn't have to be crazy. You don't have to quit your job tomorrow. You don't have to break up with your boyfriend or your girlfriend and call it good, you know, but lean in to something that you've been putting off for a while. And I do this a lot with clients, give them a little challenge, do it with my group coaching, but lean in a little bit to that because, baby, at the end of the day, you don't want to regret anything. So I don't have much else to say on this topic. I enjoyed talking about it. I want to know what you guys want to hear from me. I've gotten a lot of great feedback on the content, but what's missing? Tell me, I'll make it happen. Like I said, if I can't do it, I'll find someone and bring them on. I have some amazing guests this year. I'm so excited to be fueling you with some talented people. But shoot me a DM. Check out my hub. I'm making an amazing hub, and I just want people to be well. I just want them to be well, live their best lives, hit their goals, and be fucking happy. Like, and I want us to do it together. So a community is really important to me, and it's going to be amazing, and I'm going to build an awesome one. And I'm excited to do so. I'm just sharing a little bit about my journey with this because it's really special to me. And, you know, I want to get into speaking as well. And, like, I'm excited to do a lot of things. And we're just getting started. And I want to just be this bright fucking light. We need lights. We need bright lights in this world. It's very dark sometimes. It's very toxic. And I just want to be a bright light. So I hope I'm a bright light for you today and you needed to hear this. Baby, take those steps. You deserve it. This is your life. It's no one else's. Stop doing things you think people want you to do and do this shit for yourself. You deserve it. So thanks for tuning in. Follow, share, review, like, love, live, and let's have a beautiful life, because you're worth it.